It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Laura Haskell with the Utah Department of Water Resources. And, you know, we had a great water year. We can see it in our local reservoirs and our streams and those kinds of things. But we still need to kind of stay the course and look at what we've done the last few years as far as, you know, when we were worried about running out or running low on water. And we made it through those few years, so let's kind of take a page out of those books and continue to do what we've been doing. And here to give us kind of an idea of where we sit and, you know, how to kind of stay the course, so to speak, we have Laura with us from the state of Utah. So, Laura, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. I really appreciate it when you have a moment to come hop on the air with us and talk about these things.
Thank you. I appreciate the chance to talk to you.
So as I said, and we talked before we came on the air, we had a tremendous, is it okay? Is it safe to say it was a tremendous water year?
It absolutely was a record water year. We are thrilled with how much water we got and how safely it was able to run off.
And that is the one thing that we have had a lot of officials around our area talk about, the fact that, you know, we did not see the flooding that we were concerned we were going to see. So, you know, hats off to everybody that kind of helped with that and made us through as far as that's concerned. But that being said, well, first, before we get into that part of it, everything kind of went back to where it was. You and I had talked in the past about how many winters it was going to take to get things back filled up, and it turns out it was just one.
Yes. We have almost all the reservoirs in the state, except for like Flaming Gorge, Lake Powell, and Strawberry, are almost all full.
And that is great news to hear. But the one thing that we wanted to kind of talk about is, you know, looking at the past 2-3 years, we've done more with less. And you know what? Maybe there's something to be said for that when it comes to water, right?
Yes, Utah is one of the driest states in the nation, and this can be our year of opportunity. There's been some great momentum on water issues during the drought. We've had new legislation that requires integrated land and water planning. We've had, you know, funding for studies for the Great Salt Lake. We've had funding to help meter secondary water. And all this momentum, and despite having more water right now, we want to be able to keep that momentum going to prepare us for the future.
And yeah, we don't want to, you know, kind of get back to where we were 2 summers ago or even 1 summer ago. It seemed so dire. And it's, you know, definitely, as you said, we're one of the driest states in the nation. So it's definitely kind of feast or famine around here, kind of sounds like to me. But we did so well. We need to kind of just keep going with where we've been. And I, you know, I thought it'd be nice to kind of talk to you about how we can maintain that.
Yeah, it is so important to keep up those long-term habits that are just using water efficiently, because it is a precious resource.
And we always talk about, you know, I always equate it to power. You know, one day what happens if we turn on the light switch and nothing comes? We can kind of live with that a little bit, but what happens if we turn on the tap and nothing comes out? And we don't want to ever get there.
We don't. That would be a dire situation.
So one thing that I do like that you guys have there is you have great information on both your website and your Facebook page. So let's talk about those for just a moment and how people can find them.
Yes. We have the Facebook page for the weekly lawn watering guide, so you can just get that in your Facebook feed if you'd like to, or you can go to slowtheflow.org, and that has the weekly lawn watering guide that gives you suggestions of how much your grass might need that week, and it has links for rebates or like a water-efficient toilet or other things around your house that you may be able to switch out.
And I really like how you kind of make it easy to understand with the watering guide. It's like, okay, this area, this color means 1 to 2 waterings a week. This area means 3 waterings a week. And it's very simple and easy to understand. And it's all right there at our fingertips. We've just got to get out there and find them, right?
Yes. And at my house, my husband and I don't always agree, so that is our go-to of, you know, this is how many it needs, and we don't argue about it.
It's very simple. It's very easy. And I will say this, most of the time, they've got a really funny story to go along with the watering guide, so you've got to check it out. That's what we use at my house as well.
Yes, it's very good, and it has some tips that you can use around the house as well. One thing I struggle with is when I'm washing pots and pans and things, I tend to leave the water on, and I don't know why I do that, and that's something I'm trying to fix, and because it's just wasting water. So good tips around the house of ways to save water for everyone.
And they're all there on the website, and of course, as I said, check out the Facebook page as well. Laura, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us this morning. We really appreciate it, and just keep doing what we're doing by the sounds of it, and I think we'll be okay. Would you kind of agree with that?
Yes. Yeah, we just keep this momentum up, and we'll be ready for the next time when we don't have as much snowpack.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Laura Haskell with the Utah Division of Water Resources. Laura, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.